Hello, this is World Sport from the BBC with me, John Akers. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, the English Football Association have cleared referee Mark Clattenburg following allegations that he used inappropriate racial language towards John Obi Mikel. Rafael Benitez makes his first appearance as Chelsea's new manager, and Newcastle United advance to the knockout stages of the Europa League. But first, the English Football Association has decided not to bring disciplinary charges against Mark Clattenburg following allegations that he used inappropriate racial language towards a Chelsea player during a match against Manchester United in October. The BBC Sports News reporter Gordon Farker has the details.
The FA say their investigation found that the allegation of racist language came from only one witness, the Chelsea player Ramirez, and that the others they interviewed, including the match officials and other players, didn't hear anything untoward. Mark Clattenburg welcomed the news, saying he was looking forward to getting back to refereeing and that he hoped no one else would have to go through this again. That's the view of the match officials' organisation, who say in future, where referees and assistants are in microphone contact during games, their conversations will be recorded privately. Chelsea say John Obi Mikel won't deny the FA charge of using threatening behaviour or language towards Clattenburg after the game, but that he will seek a personal hearing.
Yeah, Alan Layton is from Prospect, the referees' union, and says Chelsea need to apologise to the Premier League referee.
I would expect Chelsea to make a public, full and unreserved apology to Mark. However they do it, I don't mind how they do it. But there does need to be publicity to this, that they accept that they were wrong. They were wrong to put this in the public arena in the first place. You know, it is proper to investigate a complaint like this, but you don't do it publicly. And you don't do it publicly when the impact on the person that you're making that allegation against is so great. They don't seem to have had any thought at all about what making the complaint in the way that they did would mean for Mark Clattenburg. That has to be addressed.
As you heard, the FA have charged Chelsea's John Obi Mikel over his confrontation with Clattenburg after that game against Manchester United back in October. Rafael Benitez has made his first appearance as the new interim coach of Chelsea and has insisted he'll win over the Chelsea fans who might be unhappy with his appointment. Benitez, who has replaced Roberto Di Matteo, is unpopular with some Blue supporters after his time as Liverpool boss. It's also been reported that the former Valencia and Inter Milan coach is merely keeping the manager's seat warm until the end of the season, as Roman Abramovich vies to entice former Barca manager Pep Guardiola, who's taking a year's sabbatical from the game to take over at the helm next season. And Benitez says even though he could be without a job at the end of the season, he took the job to win titles.
To be fair, I have very good relationship with Guardiola. I think he's a great manager. And what will happen in the future, you never know. What I know is that we have a massive game the next weekend, and we have 5 trophies to fight for. So when you analyse why you go to a top side like this for 7 months, it's because you can win trophies. So for 1 year and a half, nearly 2 years, I was waiting for the right opportunity. You have this chance now. You have to take it and then try to do your best. That was what I would do.
He's got a tough start as well. His tenure begins at Stamford Bridge on Sunday with a visit of Premier League champions Manchester City. One other story concerning Chelsea. FIFA have turned down a request from Didier Drogba to be allowed to leave Chinese club Shanghai Shenhua on loan ahead of the transfer window. The Ivory Coast striker, who's been linked with a short-term move back to previous club Chelsea, had put in a request to the world governing body, only for it to be rejected. It was draws all round for English Premier League clubs in the Europa League on Thursday. That was good enough for Newcastle United, though. They've reached the knockout stages after a 1-1 draw with Portuguese side Maritimo. Alistair Yeomans was there.
An unsatisfactory night for Newcastle. Qualification achieved, but at a cost. Hatem Ben Arthur limped off with an injury to his left hamstring to add to an already lengthy casualty list. And after 2 home defeats in the Premier League, victory would have lifted the mood at St James's Park. But after Sylvain Marveau gave Newcastle the lead with a neatly executed goal, his first for the club, the home side gave Maritimo too much room to play in the second half. And after several near misses, the Brazilian Fidelis equalised with 12 minutes to go and almost snatched a winner late on.
The manager Alan Pardew was left frustrated after the game, though, at losing that first half lead and picking up injuries to Hatem Ben Arfa and Papis Cisse.
The second half, really, when we lost Hatem, which was a blow to us, and we lost Papis, we really were struggling for offensive players, if I'm honest, to make an impact. And really, as the game sort of unfolded in the second half, we ended up sitting and not offering enough threat, really. So it was a little bit of a worry, some of the performances in that second half, but not an over-concern.
Goals from Jonjo Shelvey, and a first in 19 months for Joe Cole. Couldn't secure victory for Liverpool. They conceded a late equaliser to Young Boys and were forced to settle for a 2-2 draw. Alistair Bruce Ball was at Anfield.
Well, it was almost a very good night for Liverpool. They were just 2 minutes away from qualifying for the knockout stages. Joe Cole had started to show flashes of the player that was, setting up the first goal, scoring the second. Asaidi, Suso and Shelvey all impressed, but as they naively went looking for a third goal late on, Young Boys punished them with an equaliser from Zvorotic, and now it goes to the last game away to Udinese. If Liverpool win it, they're through. If they lose it, they're out, even if Young Boys were to lose at home to Anji. And if Liverpool draw in Italy, then they need Young Boys to draw or lose.
Manager Brendan Rodgers says it was a disappointing end to the game.
You're leading twice in the game, and we missed a hatful of chances as well, opportunities. So then to concede the goal like we did at the end was very disappointing. But the players gave everything. I think we've seen the team out there was very committed and against a good side.
Tottenham Hotspur now need a draw in their final group game with Panathinaikos after their match with Lazio ended goalless. Gareth Bale did have the ball in the back of the net in Rome, but it was wrongly ruled out for offside. Elsewhere in Group A, the Cameroon striker and three-time Champions League winner Samuel Eto'o was on target as Russia's Anzi Machikala beat Italy's Udinese 2-1. Group G leaders Genk sealed their place in the knockout stages. The Swiss side Basel moved 2 points clear in second place in that group, rather, as they beat Sporting Lisbon 3-0. Lisbon are out. Ruben Kazan booked top spot in the Europa League Group H with a win over Inter. Metalist Kharkiv confirmed top spot in Group K after a 2-0 win over Bayer Leverkusen, who had already qualified. In Group I, the Czech side Sparta Prague and their group rivals Lyon both progressed after playing out a 1-1 draw. Spain's Levante progressed from Group L after winning 3-1 at Sweden's Helsingborgs, but Steve McLaren's FC 20 were knocked out after being held to a scoreless draw by Hanover 96. And on to cricket, and the Australian captain Michael Clarke has made cricket history. He's become the first man to score 4 double centuries in test matches in a calendar year. He made an unbeaten 224 to help guide Australia to 482/5 on the opening day of the second test against South Africa in Adelaide.
So here balls to Clarke. It's short on leg stump and he tucks it behind square leg for one. That is a double century. His fourth score of 200 in a calendar year. And he raises his helmet, raises his bat and pumps his hands and goes to the Australian dressing room and his new wife as well.
Incredible achievement. David Warner and Michael Hussey also made centuries. That game set to resume shortly. The shortlist for the BBC's African Footballer of the Year has been announced and voting has begun. The 5 are Demba Ba of Senegal and Newcastle United, Younis Belhanda of Morocco and Montpellier, Didier Drogba of Ivory Coast and Shanghai Shenhua, Christopher Katongo, the captain of Zambia, who also plays his club football in China, and finally Yaya Toure of Ivory Coast and Man City. You can vote by SMS text message to +44 77 86 20 50 75. It's 1 for Demba Ba, 2 for Younis Belhanda, 3 for Didier Drogba, 4 for Chris Katongo, or the text number 5 for Yaya Toure. That number again, +44 77 86 20 50 75, or you can vote online at bbc.com/African football. Voting closes on the 13th of December. And just a reminder of our top story before we go, the English FA has decided not to bring disciplinary charges against Mark Plattenberg following allegations that he used inappropriate racial language towards John Obi Mikel. That's it, your latest world sport from the BBC World Service.